I mean, for example, in the early stages of plastic transistors, around about 63, 64, that sort of time frame, we tested the plastic transistors virtually to the same military specifications that we tested the sealed metal can transistors. And they came through wonderfully. They just did just great. And we were all very pleased about that. And then, and of course, we went into production. We tested them the same way we tested the, which we thought was very rigorous. And we life tested them in the same rigorous way and so on. Then I remember getting a phone call from Bob Galvin at Motorola, who was the CEO at the time. He said, I want to know why our television sets south of the Mason-Dixon line are starting to die in August. And I said, gee, I can't imagine why. Right? And he said, we think it's your transistors. So we then went and evaluated it, and that's when we found about, you know, 85 degrees C and 85% humidity was death for the then plastic transistors. So it was only after that there had to be massive changes in the type of plastics used and so on. You move on to a different technology, and you have the same testing methods, but the testing methods don't apply to the next generation of technology. It was touch and go there. I mean, for example, we had people within Motorola that wanted to withdraw it from the field. At the time, we said, no, look, we're fixing this problem real fast, so that just hold up, and we will quarantine the lots that have gone out that the customers don't have a problem with, and we will fix it in a couple of weeks, and which we did.